Welcome to These Are Good Days, bonus episode with Carlos Whitaker.
We just wrapped up a podcast with Carlos Whitaker where we had some fun talking about some serious spiritual stuff, but this is our bonus episode where we want to talk about true, just the fun stuff.
Yeah, just fun stuff, random.
So Carlos,
random
are you, questions. You don't know what we're going to ask you.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous, can you tell?
I can tell you're sweating.
I'm like holding myself.
Okay, go.
All right, favorite vegetable?
Brussels sprouts.
How do you like them cooked?
Cast iron skillet.
Ooh.
Butter or bacon grease?
Coconut oil. Both.
Coconut oil. All right.
I'm a Whitaker.
Okay.
Heather.
All right. Go.
Okay. What makes you cry the most in the world?
Just thinking about my daughter getting married.
Mm.
Yeah. What's the one thing you're really looking forward to about that wedding day?
Honestly, walking down the aisle and seeing everybody that said, I'm flying myself to Jackson Hole to be witness to this moment.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, so good.
That's so cool. All right, what's your favorite vacation spot? Because you've traveled the world.
Yeah.
This is a really good question.
Yeah, this is a great one. Favorite vacation.
This is where you're resting.
Yeah.
Like, see, where do you want to rest?
Because normally when we go travel the world, we don't rest.
You're a goer. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't rest.
I mean, we know you love Amish country.
I do love Amish country, not as much as Heather. I love it. People will know how much I love it soon.
Yeah, dun, that's dun, right. Dun.
That's a little teaser.
Tease. vacation. I mean, it's gonna be mountains somewhere. Probably, you know. It's gonna be. I mean, honestly, probably the mountains of Colorado somewhere or you know, Jackson Hole. Like we've had great memories there. Yeah, I would say like that vibe, as long as there's a river and mountain views and I can fly fish.
Which is interesting because that's where Sohail is married.
Yeah. I almost felt like I couldn't say Jackson Hole because she's getting married there, but I think that's why she's getting married there. It's because we vacationed there.
Love it. Yeah.
That's so good. Okay.
Okay. Here's my next one. What is your indulgence? Are you like a candy person? Are you a secret fast food person? What's your like, your food vice?
Heather? Yep.
Cereal.
What's your favorite cereal?
11 p.m. Yes. When everyone's in bed, cold whole milk poured over either Captain Crunch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh, good.
I
love Captain Crunch.
Yeah, we can do.
Do you do Cinnamon Toast Crunch? That's my favorite.
I do. Okay. It's really sweet. Okay. Like, and those other ones are sweet too, but it's really cinnamony.
Yeah.
But I do like Cinnamon Life.
Same.
Yes.
Okay. Same. Yeah.
Darryl, so cereal though. That's my.
That's a good one.
You know, when you visited Amish country one time, I asked you to give. Do you remember this? I asked you to give me a grocery list, and you put on that grocery list almond milk. And what did I say to you?
Well, I'm sure you were offended.
I said, I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
That is
hilarious.
And
you laughed and you said, are you joking? And I said, actually, no, I'm not joking. I'm not buying it. It's going to be whole milk and real cow milk.
Yeah.
Because if you drink real cow milk, you don't have a problem.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I know the answer to this question. A lot of people are going to know the answer to this question, but favorite sport right now for you?
Right now, pickleball.
Pickleball.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pickleball. Okay. I have a question.
I even watch it.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know your favorite holiday. I'm going to guess it's Christmas.
Yeah. Favorite holiday season.
How many inflatables grace your yard at the current 2023 Christmas season? Yep. How many grace your front yard?
I mean, probably less inflatables than you'd think, only because I'm trying to get away from inflatables and more into like sturdy decorations. But the yard decor, you know, I mean, there's probably 25.
I support
that. Okay.
In there, yeah.
Along that same vein, what is a Christmas decoration wish list goal to add to your yard?
We have a 28-foot LED Christmas tree, and I want the 45-foot one.
Okay.
I want it.
Go big.
Just go big.
Christmas tree lights.
Yes.
People.
If you were listening, DM for collab.
Yeah. Did you say DM for collab?
Yes. Oh, that's really funny.
Okay. One of your favorite childhood memories?
I loved the road trips in the 80s, in the back of my parents' car, you know, going through Albuquerque, New Mexico, or, you know, we're on Highway 10 heading towards LA. And my probably my favorite memories of those road trips is my dad. This is obviously pre-cell phone. My dad had a CB radio in there. And so he would talk to the truckers that were driving by.
What was his handle?
I can't remember. He did have one because we would actually road trip with like four of his coworkers because we were going to like a conference center called Glorieta in New Mexico where it's like all the Southern Baptists, like honchos would go there and they would be there for a couple. So we would go from Atlanta and we'd start driving.
Wow.
And so I could talk to my friends on the CB, like cars. And then we could talk to truckers. Then my dad would be praying for truckers as like asking them what they need prayer for. And he'd tell them, those were just good memories.
Yeah,
I remember
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is okay. Are you a vinyl person?
Heather is more than I am.
Is there something when you listen to it on vinyl, you're like, that sounds rich.
It's
good and big.
Yeah. Any Christmas record.
Do you have a favorite? I have a favorite.
I'd say probably the one Christmas record that we have on vinyl that we play the most. What's the one that we play the most, baby? Bing Crosby.
Okay, Christmas. I want you to try out Ella Fitzgerald's Swingin' Christmas if you don't have it. Oh, my word.
It's just so warm on the vinyl.
Her voice is like, I think when vinyl became popular, I didn't jump on the train.
Yeah.
But do you remember actually when I was living with you?
Yeah, Adele.
Adele.
Yeah.
When Adele got a record, I was like, I can get. And then I went Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. That's good.
Those big, deep, sultry voices on vinyl. It's like chef's kiss to me.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to end with this.
Okay.
And not in a haughty way, but in a way that you're like, what is something that you're proud of right now?
What is something I'm proud of? I'm actually proud as to how hard I'm working right now. I don't think I've ever had to work as hard as I'm working right now on a certain project, which people are going to know about soon. But like, I am like
in it.
Like I'm very proud as to like how hard, like how it's turning out and everything about it. You know, like I'm proud of that.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
That's awesome.
Well,
hey, well, thanks for giving us a little bonus episode.
You're welcome, little bonus.
All right. Hey, well, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days. Bonus episode.
Boom.
Bow.